再用一遍祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer. Father, how grateful we are.
孩子，感谢你，你用你自己的荣耀和美德，早间再来吸引我们。
We thank you that you draw us near with your virtue and your goodness.
用你永远不变的爱在我们中间呼召我们到你面前。
You call us before you with your everlasting love.
虽然我们对你没有恋慕深情。
Although we do not love you.
但是凡来到你面前的，主啊，你说你要把他们藏在你翅膀的荫下。
But you said whoever comes before you, you will hide them.Under your wings.
虽然我们里面实在觉得又长又羞。
And sometimes we feel ashamed.
常常扣留你的恩典。
Often we locked your grace within.
但是早间你既然如同所罗门王在我们中间吸引我们。
And this morning, like King Solomon, you draw us near.
就让众童女都起来快跑跟从。
All the virgins rise up and run after you swiftly.
让我们爱你就在今天
so that we love you, it is today.
成为你救恩的出口
so we can be the outlet of your grace.
我们在这里仰望你
we look to you, Lord.
愿你施恩
May you bless.
这样祷告祈求是靠主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主，我们读几处的经文。
Now we'll read a few scriptures.
第一处的经文在路加福音第九章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
我们从第一节一起读到十一节，我们一起读，好吧
？We read together from verse 1 to 17.
因为人的话实在算不得。
The word of man is worthless.
如果我们能够有主的话能够进到我们心中，那我们就满足。
We'll be satisfied if we have the word of God.
好，路加福音第九章第一节到十七节。
Gospel Luke chapter 9 verse 1 to 17.
耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒，给他们能力权柄，制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病。又差遣他们去宣传神国的道，医治病人，对他们说，行路的时候不要带拐杖和口袋，不要带食物和银子，也不要带两件褂子，无论进哪一家就住在那里，也从那里起行，凡不接待你们的，你们离开那城的时候要把脚上的尘土跺下去，见证他们的不是。门徒就出去，走遍各乡，宣传福音，到处治病。纷纷的王希律听见耶稣所做的一切事，就犹疑不定，因为有人说是约翰从死里复活，有人说是以利亚显现。还有人说是古时的一个先知又活了。希律说，约翰我已经长了，这却是什么人？我竟听见他这样的事呢，就想要见他。使徒回来将所做的事告诉耶稣，耶稣就带他们暗暗地离开那地，往一座城去，那城名叫伯赛大。但众人知道了，就跟着他去。耶稣便接待他们，对他们讲论神国的道，医治那些虚医的人。日头快要平息，十二个门徒对他说，请叫众人散开，他们好往四面乡村里去借宿找吃的，因为我们这里是野地。耶稣说，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们不过有五个饼两个条鱼，若不去为这许多人买食物就不够。那时人数约有五千。耶稣对门徒说， 叫他们一排一排的坐下，每排大约50个人。门徒就如此行，叫众人都坐下。耶稣拿着这5个饼2条鱼，望着天祝福，掰开递给门徒，摆在众人面前，他们就吃，并且都吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了12篮子。
这个5饼2鱼的故事，是不多的几个事件呢，在4本福音都记载。我们今天从不同的角度，我们再读一处经文，还是5饼2鱼。我们读约翰福音第6章。
Next, John chapter 6.
约翰福音第6章。
John chapter 6.
我们从第5节一起读到14节。
Verse 5 to 14.
第5节。都翻吧。
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说：“就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。”有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：“在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？”耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。”原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼的也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。”他们便将那5个大麦饼，众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是那要到世间来的先知。”最后再读一节经文，马可福音第10章45节。
And lastly, Mark chapter 5, verse 45. Chapter 10, verse 45.
45节。
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
我们看见路加福音第9章，这里主耶稣开始训练他的门徒怎样服侍。
We see here in Luke chapter 9, our Lord Jesus started to train his disciples how to serve.
服侍对一个门徒的生命来说实在是太重要了。
It is very important for the growth of the as a disciple to serve.
服侍应该是一个神的儿女一个最正常的一个生命的反应。
And to serve should be a natural response as the children of God.
虽然神给每一个儿女他的恩赐都不一样，负担也不同。
Although God gave different gifts and burdens to His children,
服侍的内容也不同。
And the content of the service are different.
但是我们每一个神的儿女重生了以后呢，总有一个感觉。
But every a child of God, after we are born again, we all have this feeling.
因为我们今天在神面前蒙了这么大的恩典。
We have a greatly blessed before God.
我要效法基督。
And I wanted to imitate Christ.
我要学习服侍人，把人带到神面前。
I wanted to learn how to serve people and to bring people before God.
因为基督的生命就是这样。
Because it is what the life of Christ like.
就像刚才我们读的马可福音。
Just like we have read in Mark.
人子来了，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
就连我们中间得救的孩子也是一样的。
Even when our children who are saved among us, they're the same.
我们在跟他们受经谈话的时候，许多的孩子都说他们 从今往后要好好的服侍。
During our conversations with them before baptism, many children said, from now on, they wanted to serve God.
而且要学习服侍人。
And they want to learn to serve people.
所以一个基督的门徒来说，如果我们里面不愿意服侍神，
So as a disciple of Christ, if we're not willing to serve,
很可能我们的生命出了问题。
Very likely something wrong with our life.
不过我们生命出问题，这是很正常的事情。
But it's normal. It's not uncommon.
因为呢，主耶稣来就是为了医治我们。
Because the Lord came to heal us.
要更新我们。
To renew us.
是这个，因为呢，生命的他是生命的大夫。
Because he's a physician of our life.
他来本来就是为了医治我们。
He came in order to heal us.
所以，一个正常的基督徒呢，他定规是一个。愿意学习服侍的人。
So as a normal Christian, he must be the one who are willing, who's willing to serve.
而且一个神的儿女呢，他越是学习服侍，他生命就长得越快越好。
Moreover, as a children of God, the more he learns how to serve, the more the faster his life will grow.
所以经上记着说，人在幼年负轭，这是好。
So the scripture record, it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们，我们一得救就应当学习服侍。
So brothers and sisters, as soon as we are saved, we should learn how to serve.
而且越早学习服侍越好。
And the earlier the better.
相反，如果一个基督徒他如果不肯学习服侍的话
，On the contrary, if a Christian is not willing to learn how to serve,
他的生命是很难长大的。
It's very difficult for him to grow.
迟早要停滞不前。
And sooner or later, it will come to a halt.
如果就算他生命能够长
，Even though his life will grow，
也一定不会成熟。
It will not come to maturity。
所以呢，服侍对于一个神的儿女来讲，实在是至关重要。
Thus, to serve is very important for children of God。
不仅如此
，Not only so，
我们在神面前不仅仅是做儿女
，We are not only the children before God。
我们在神面前还有一个很重要的身份。
We have another very important identity before God.
就是做仆人。
That is servant.
神今天拯救我们，把我们每一个人按名从世界里一个一个招出来。
God saved us today and pulled us out the world pulled from the world.
Yeah, 从世界的漩涡里把它
pulled us out from the whirlpool of the world.
因为他在我们身上，在每一个人身上，他都有他自己的旨意。
Because he has the will toward each and every one of us.
所以我们中间任何一个人
，So anyone among us，
只要我们是你是被基督的血买赎回来的
，As long as you are redeemed by the blood of Christ，
神在我们身上就有一个安排。
God has a plan for us。
因为我们是因他的旨意被召的。
Because we are called according to His will.
没有一个例外的。
No exception.
虽然呢，我们的神对我们有绝对的耐心。
Although our God is very patient toward us.
很久忍耐。
Long suffering.
他从来不勉强任何一个人。
He will never force anyone.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我们不要忘记，他是万王之王。
Do not forget, He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他不仅仅是我们天上的父亲。
Not only is He our Heavenly Father.
他也是你我的主。
He's also our Master.
如果一个做仆人的在地上不服侍的话
，As a servant, if you do not serve,
说实话，他在地上的日子没有多少的价值。
Honestly, his life is of not much value on the earth.
虽然我们还是能够享受基督给我们的吩咐
，although we can still enjoy those abundance from the Lord，
他所赐的恩典
，and His grace，
但是呢，非常的有限
，but it's very limited。
如果一个主人的心意不能够在一个仆人身上通行的话
，if the will of the master cannot has His way on the servant，
那这个仆人在地上所有的生命气息存留。都没有多少的价值。
And the moving and the breathing and the being of the servant on the earth is of no value.
都是空跑，都是徒劳。
Those are all vain in vain and laboring in vain.
所以我们不管是从做一个儿女的角度，还是做一个仆人的角度。
So whether from the perspective as children or as servants,
服事对我们来讲都是太重要。
It is very important for us to serve.
所以主耶稣从第九章这里，路加福音第九章这里开始训练门徒们怎样服事。
So here our Lord Jesus started to train his disciples to serve in Gospel Luke chapter 9.
所以呢，主耶稣不仅差遣他们出去。
Our Lord sent them out.
而且呢，把这个服事的这个原则都告诉这些门徒。
And also, he told them about the principles of service.
然后呢，我们又看见这个神借着五饼二鱼的神迹呢，他把这个服事的原则启示给我们。
And also through this sign of the five loaves and two fish, the Lord revealed the principle of service to us.
所以早上盼望花一点点的时间呢，跟大家一起来看这段经文。
This morning, I want to spend some time with us. Spend some time. We look at this the principle together.
我们来看看这个神借着五饼二鱼要启示给我们的这个服事的几个原则。
Look at a few principles revealed by this sign of the five loaves and two fish.
这关于服事呢，我还有一个很重要的这个问题需要澄清。
Another thing I want to clarify about service.
就是这服事的对象的问题。
Is that it is whom we serve?
Yeah, 因为呢，我们这个人，服事的时候常常是凭着眼见。
Because we often when we serve by sight.
从外面来讲，我们的确服事的对象是人。
Outwardly, yes, we are serving people.
所以主耶稣在地上也是说，他来的是服事人。
Our Lord came. He said, "I come to serve people."
但是呢，这只是服事显在外面的这部分。
But these are all outward manifestation of service.
我们真正的服事的对象应该是神。
It is God whom we truly serve.
所以主耶稣在地上他自己做见证说。
So when our Lord testified on the earth,
他说的每一句话，他做的每一件事情。都是父吩咐他。
Whatever he said or did are commanded by God, Heavenly Father.
而且他常常称自己是被差遣。
He often calls himself the one who was sent.
既然是奉差遣，那奉差遣的人所说的话和做的事情本身其实不是最重要的。
Now he is the one who is sent, so whatever he said or did is not of the most importance.
不是不重要，是不是最重要的
？Not that is not important. It's not of the most importance.
最重要的乃是呢，他所说的，他所做的，是不是照他的主人所吩咐
？The most important thing is that whatever he said or did, if it's whether it is according to the commandment of the master.
是不是照着主吩咐他的主所吩咐的方法来做
？Or according to the way of his master.
这个我们其实，在公司里。我们也晓得。
When at your workplace, we know.
这一般的员工跟这合同工，感觉是不一样。
There's a difference between the employee and the contracted workers.
不是说这个合同工他技术水平不够。
It's not to say that the contracted workers they are lacking in their abilities.
这关键在于合同工和一般的员工，他们的主人是不一样。
The key is that they have different masters.
做的事情可能是一样的。
They may do the same thing.
但是呢，他们所服侍的对象，真正服侍的对象是不同。
But they serve a different. They serve a different masters.
如果一个仆人他所做的事情呢，不是主人所吩咐的，或者不按他主人所吩咐的方法做。
If the servant serve not according to what the Lord, what the master commanded.
即便仆人可以做许多的事情
，although the servant can do many things，
甚至这些事情也的的确确是主人所想要的。
Those things may be of the what the master wanted，
但这并不是神所要的。
But it's not what God wanted。
如果我们在公司做事情，也不能说因为这事情需要做，我们就做了。
At our workplace, not that there is a need, and then this needs to be done, then I will do it.
更不能说主把这件事情交给我，我想怎么做就怎么做。
Or when the Lord entrusted something to me, I will do it whatever I want.
想什么时候做什么时候做。
I will do it whenever I want.
只要事情办好了就好。
As long as it is done.
所以我们今天服侍神，
也不能够只是关心这事情本身是不是神所要的。
So when we serve God today, our concern is not just that this thing is truly what God wanted us to do.
我们不仅要问这件事情是不是他要的。
We should not only should we ask if it is what God wants us to do.
还要问这件事情是不是主要我做的。
Also, we should ask if this is the Master wanted me to do.
是不是要我现在做的？
Or if He wanted me to do it now.
而且我们还要问他，我们应当怎么做？
And we should ask Him how do we do this?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们都承认说我们服侍的对象应当是神的话，
Brother and sister, if we all confess that it is God whom we serve.
那服侍的唯一的目的，
And the only purpose of service is.
就是让他的旨意在我们里面能够通行。
To let His will has a way in us.
服侍并不等于为神或者为神的家做一点事情。
To serve does not mean that we just do something for God or for the house of God.
服侍呢乃是认识神的旨意或者托付。
To serve is to know the will of God.
并且欢欢喜喜蒙他引导。
And joyfully being guided by Him.
从而把基督的生命呢能够见证出来。
And then testify the life of Christ.
只有基督的生命被发表出来，我们才有真实的果效。
Only when the life of Christ is manifested, then we have the true fruit.
不在乎事情的本身。
It's not the thing itself.
你 barbecue 也好，甚至讲道也好。
Be it a barbecue party or preaching.
我们最需要关心的乃是是否神的旨意在我们里面。
Our concern should be that whether the will of God has a way in us.
然后这不是一件容易的事情。
Of course, it's not easy.
因为正是因为这不容易，所以我们今天还没有得着，所以神今天还留着我们在地上。
It is not easy, so today we have not obtained. So today we're still living on the earth.
也没有人可以因此自夸。
And no one can boast.
所以主耶稣在这里行五饼二鱼的神迹呢
？Here our the sign of the five loaves and two fish from the Lord.
我们晓得不是在教我们怎么样喂饱五千人。
He's not teaching us how to fill the 5,000.
不然我们就成了这个慈善机构。
Or otherwise we will become the charity.
也不是在教我们借着。喂饱众人，把人带到神面前。
And also, it's not teaching us how to bring people to God through the feeling of all those people.
而是让我们看见的，唯有让神我们服侍到神的旨意的时候。
It lets us see when we serve according to the will of God.
基督才能被见证出来。
Then Christ will be testified.
神的祝福才能够降下来。
And the blessing of God will come down.
众人才有可能有真实的宝座。
And the multitudes may be filled, truly filled.
我们的服事呢，才可能成为救恩的出口。
And our service may become the channel of the salvation.
那我们自然要问，那我们的服事怎样才能够成为神？这个救恩的出口。
Now you may ask, how can our service be the channel of salvation?
怎样才能有真实的果效？
How can we have the true fruit?
怎样才能把神的祝福带进来？
How can we bring in the blessing of God?
我们可以看见，这段经文里头有两种的服事。
Through the scripture, we can see there are two types of service.
一个是五饼二鱼的服事。
One is a service of five loaves and two fish.
另外一个是二十两银子的服事。
Another type of service is a service of the 200 denarii.
那天主耶稣讲完道以后，
After our Lord preached that day,
天黑了，
and the day began to wear away.
所以呢，这个门徒就准备打发这些会众。
And the disciples wanted to send the multitude away.
这个几千人。
thousands of people.
让他们到这个四处的这个乡村去寻找食物。
So that they may go into the surrounding towns and country and find food.
但主耶稣跟他们讲，跟门徒讲。
But Lord told the disciples.
你们给他们。
You gave them something to eat.
所以门徒呢，看看自己手中的所有。
And disciples look at what they have in their hand.
只有五个饼，两个鱼，两条鱼。
Five loaves, two fish.
然后再看看这个漫山的这个百姓。
And look at all the multitude.
他们就开始打开钱袋，开始数钱袋里的钱。
And they started to count how much money they have.
因为很明显，他们手中的食物不够。
Because obviously their food was not enough.
所以呢，门徒讲，若不去用这些银子给他们买吃的，不可能喂饱多少。
So the disciples said, if we do not go buy food for them, it's not possible to fill them.
主耶稣晓得门徒心里想。
Our Lord knew what the disciples thought.
所以他就问腓力。
And he asked Philip,
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Where shall we buy bread that this may eat?
腓力就说，就是这二十两的钱所买的银子，每个人吃一点也是不够的。
200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们的服事是不是常常也是这样的？
Oftentimes it is just like our service.
当主把服事托付给我们的时候，
when the Lord entrusts some service to us,
我们第一个反应就是看看我们所有的。
Our first response is what we have in our hands.
我们的力量有多少？
How much the strength we have?
势力的大小。
Our might.
才能的大小。
Our abilities.
用这些来决定我们的服事的大小和范围。
From those we determine our the size and scope of our service.
对不起，我交通一点我自己的经历。
I want to share one of my experiences.
我记得我刚得救不久。
When I was first saved,
有一位年长的弟兄呢，就让我带一个查经聚会。
An elder brother asked me to lead a Bible study group.
当时我很为难。
I was very reluctant.
因为我自己圣经都没有读过一遍。
Because I did not even read through the Bible once.
所以我看看我的钱囊里，一文钱也没有。
I look at what I have in my bag. I do not have even one denarii.
不过我亲爱的弟兄呢，他给我一本书。
And my dear brother gave me a book.
他说那本书里面我一打开。
When I opened the book,
里面有要查的圣经每一章的解释。
It has commentaries of every chapter of the Bible.
还有许多的问题。
And many questions.
而且还有答案。
And answers.
哦，我太开心了。
I was so happy.
如释重负。
I was so relieved.
所以我就开始。跟他们一起 一周一周的查经。
And then weekly I led the Bible study.
我想大家可想而知后来的情形。
Now you can imagine what's the situation.
虽然我再也没有查经的压力了。
Although I had no pressure.
但我里头清楚的晓得。
But I clearly know inside of me.
我的心中是干旱疲乏无水。
My heart is like the dry and weary and desolate place without water.
基本上。从这个聚会中没有得到任何属天的粮食。
I did not receive any bread of life from this Bible study group.
虽然我们都很开心。
Although we were all very happy.
但这是二十两银子的服事。
But this is the service of a 200 denarii.
那什么是五饼二鱼的服事？
And what is the service of the five loaves and two fish?
首先呢，这个我们晓得。这个五饼二鱼的服事乃是恩典的服事。
First, it is service of grace.
不晓得大家是什么感觉。
I don't know how you feel.
当主耶稣吩咐他的门徒出去服事，吩咐我们出去服事的时候。
When our Lord commanded us to serve.
其实一切服事所需要的，其实天父早已经安排好。
So all we need to serve, our Heavenly Father has already prepared.
不过我们这些做仆人和使女事先不晓得就是。
As servants, we did not know it beforehand.
我们不晓得哪些是神安排。
We did not know which one are prepared by the Lord.
哪些是主 要使用。
Which the Lord, which the Lord was going to use.
当我们正在为的服侍的服侍的缺乏的那忧愁的时候。
When we are worried about the want in our service.
哪里晓得耶和华是耶和华以勒？
We do not know that our Lord is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide.
他早有预备。
He has already prepared.
所以在我们在聚会的时候呢，我们根本不晓得哪一首诗歌，哪一句祷告。
So in our meeting, we do not know which through which hymn or which prayer.
哪一个交通，甚至哪一句话。
Or which fellowship or even one word.
神就在他的聚会当中供应给。
The Lord will provide in His meeting.
所以呢，路加福音这里就都没有记载这天父这个所预备的那个五饼二鱼哪里来的。
So here in the Gospel of Luke, it is not recorded where the five loaves and two fish come from.
这马太福音跟马可福音也没有记载。
It's not recorded in Matthew and Mark.
如果不是因为约翰是捕网的执事。
If not for the Apostle John.Who was the minister of mending the net?
所以呢，圣灵提醒他呢，当天的情形，那五饼二鱼是从一个孩童带进来。
And the Holy Spirit reminded him on that day, it is from a lad. Came those five loaves and two fish.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得吗？这是神的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that this is the wisdom of God?
我们今天很盼望说，我们服事能够总结出很多的。
Today we want to have some experience when, from our service.
好让我们下回呢可以按部就班。
So next time we have something to follow.
但是我们的神做事的不同人做事情。
But our God does things differently than man.
他不想让我们的服事能慢慢从五饼二鱼的服事变成二十两银子。
He does not want our service to become gradually become the service of 200 denarii.
因为我你我总是盼望的服事是有机可循的。
Because you and me, we often expected our service we can follow. We have something tangible to follow.
寻求神的跟随圣灵，实在让我们这些人是没有什么把握。
Sometimes we feel we're not in control when we seek after God or follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但问题在这里，虽然我们。能够掌握我们服事的这个服事能够让我们这些人感觉舒服一点。
Although we may feel comfortable when in our service, when we feel we are in control.
但是圣灵在聚会当中呢，不能够有完全的自由。
But the Holy Spirit will not have His way.
从而把神迹呢带到聚会中。
And then bring in the miracle.
如果你留心神神的作为的话。
If you pay attention to what God has done,
你就会发现所有真实的果效呢，都不是人所计划安排。
You will find that all those real fruit from our labors are not from the plan of man.
这是神的精心安排。
Those are all orchestrated delicately by God.
巧妙的安排。
Orchestrated by God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们今天的服事完全是神的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, our service today are solely from the grace of God.
但是弟兄姊妹也不要误会我。
But don't get me wrong.
我并不是在说我们不需要预备。
I'm not saying that we should not get prepared.
我们不需要这个担当的这个我们的责任。
That we do not need to take our responsibilities.
虽然圣经上说得胜在乎耶和华。
Although the Bible scripture said the deliverance is of the Lord.
但马是为打仗之日预备。
But the horse is prepared for the day of battle.
一个蒙神恩典的人在那里服侍。
If one is serving according to the grace of God.
无论神今天他是用我所预备的，还是不用我所预备。
Whether God will use what He prepared or not.
即便是放在一边。
Even God put them aside.
他都甘心乐意。
He's willing.
这个为这个也甘心乐意为预备神国所需要的。
He's willingly preparing for what the kingdom needs.
一个不预备的人，神是很难用他的。
The one who's not prepared, God, it's very hard for God to use him.
因为等到圣灵正要用的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit was about to use him,
他没有预备好。
He's not prepared.
所以神的恩典的服事呢，不是叫我们不要预备。
So the service of grace is not that we should not prepare.
不是要不要预备的问题。
It's not a question about preparation.
是谁是主的问题。
The question is who is the Lord?
是让基督在我们里面做主呢，让他随时随地随意使用我们这些人。
It is for to let the Christ be the Lord so that he can use us according to his will.
还是说要让我们的安排和我们的计划来做主。
Or let our plan, our preparation be the master.
当我们够不上的时候。
So when we are not up to it.
然后我们祷告求主来帮助我们。
And we pray that God come help us.
让基督来配合我们。
And let Christ cooperate with us.
而且不仅如此。
Not only so.
一个回转如同一个孩子的人，他也特别容易。在神面前蒙受恩典。
The one who turned to be the likeness of the child is very easy for him to receive grace.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
一个简单凭着信心来到主面前的人，神很喜悦把他的生命的粮赐给他。
The one who comes before God with a simple faith, God is very pleased to give the bread of life to him.
许多弟兄姊妹应该都可以做见证。
Many brothers and sisters can testify.
凡谦卑到主面前，凭着信心求的人，神从来没有失信过。
When you come before the Lord humbly, and he's never proved to be unfaithful.
我们拿周五的查经来做个例子。
For example, our Bible study on Fridays.
前面的弟兄呢，鼓励我们。
Our brothers encouraged us.
无论我们是不是那个领会的弟兄或者姊妹。
No matter if whether we are leading the Bible study that day.
我们都学习了，每一周我们都当自己是领会的来预备。
We'll just prepare as if we are leading that week.
每天按主量给我们的这个恩典。
So every day according to the grace given by God.
我们花时间呢到主面前。读这个经文，到主面前的去祷告寻求。
We spend time to read the scriptures and pray before the Lord.
而且用简单的信心在神面前默想和寻求。
And to meditate and seek inquire before the Lord with a simple faith.
神呢是奇妙的。
God is wonderful.
他总是按他的时候把那五饼二鱼赏给我。
He often gives his five loaves and two fish according to his time.
大部分的时候呢是在聚会前。
Most of the time is before the meeting.
但也有很多的时候呢，我们在大家在一起这个交通的时候。
Or it's during our fellowship.
有的时候甚至是在领会的弟兄姊妹祷告的时候。
Even during the prayer of our brothers and sisters who leads the Bible study.
有的时候在读经的时候。
And sometimes when we're reading the scriptures.
有的时候多一点。
Sometimes more.
有的时候少一点。
Sometimes less.
有的时候可能有五个饼。
Sometimes there are five loaves.
有的时候可能只有一小块。
Sometimes maybe a little small loaf.
但他从未失信过。
But he's never been unfaithful.
不仅仅查经是这样。
Not only for the Bible study.
所有的服事都是这样。
All other services are the same.
天父在他儿女们中间。
Our heavenly Father among his children.
照他的时候呢，按他的意思。把生命的粮赐给那谦卑如同孩子的人。
According to his will and according to his time, he gave those who are humble as a child the bread of life.
无论是领会的弟兄姊妹。
Be it the brother who leads the meeting.
还是刚刚得救的弟兄姊妹。
Or even the brothers and sisters who are just saved.
神不偏待人。
God does not take partiality.
五饼二鱼的服事呢，靠的是恩典的服事。
So the service of five loaves and two fish is a service of grace.
而二十两银子的服事呢，是靠的是恩赐的服事。
The service of 200 denarii is a service of gifts.
我们若是靠着恩典在那里服事呢，恩典就在我们里面加增。
If we serve according to the grace will increase.
同样我们如果用恩赐在那里服事，恩赐也会加增。
Similarly, if we serve with our gifts, the gifts will also increase.
我不是说我们不需要恩赐。
It's not that I'm not saying we do not need gifts.
神说你要羡慕恩赐。
God said we should admire the gifts.
只不过我们在应用恩赐之以先，我们要应用恩典。
But we should use grace before we use gifts.
其实严格的说。
But strictly speaking.
其实门徒们的银子也是神。
Even the denarius were the grace from God.
不过当我们在那里注重恩赐的时候。
But when we emphasize the gifts more than grace.
过于恩典的时候。
More than grace.
不知不觉的我们就误以为这银子是我的。
And we sooner or later we thought that the gifts, the denarius are ourselves.
所有恩典不足的服事呢，恩赐越大，它给教会带来的伤害就越大。
Without grace, the more gifts you have, the more damage it will bring to church.
它里头的抱怨也越大。
And the more complaints that he has.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这五饼二鱼的服事呢，首先是要在恩典的原则。
The service of five loaves and two fish need to be it's under the principle of grace.
所以主在那里吩咐门徒出去的时候。
So when the Lord commanded the disciples to go out.
就是行路的时候不要带拐杖和口袋，不要带食物和银子，也不要带两件褂子。
He said, take nothing for the journey, neither staffs, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, whatever, nor two tunics apiece.
Yeah, 无论进哪一家，就住在那里，从那里起行。
Whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart.
而且有的时候呢，那些家可能不一定接待你的。
And those houses may not accept you, receive you.
所以我们的服事呢，完全是神恩典的。
So our service should be merely His grace.
完全是他的恩典。
Should be merely based on His grace.
当然，我们晓得这个神把五饼二鱼赐给我们，并不是他的目的。
And we know that it's not His purpose for Him to just give us five loaves and two fish.
他把五饼二鱼赐给你我，为的是他的家。
He gave us five loaves and two fish is for His house.
为的是整个基督的身体。
For the whole body of Christ.
不管神赐给我们有多少的饼。
No matter how many loaves God given us.
如果这饼还在我们这个人手中。
If the loaf is still in our hands.
那五饼二鱼呢？还是五个饼，两条鱼。
It's still just five loaves and two fish.
再好的东西，如果握在你我的手中。
However good something is, if it's still grasped in our hands.
我们所享受的非常有限。
What we can enjoy is very limited.
一个人能吃的、能穿的、能住的，其实就那么多。
It's just that much we can eat, we can wear, or that much land we can dwell.
当然，属灵的祝福是不同的。
But of course, the spiritual blessings are different.
但每一个单独的肢体，他所能享受的基督也是非常有限。
And it's very limited for each member to enjoy the spiritual blessing of Christ.
所以，就像保罗这样的大弟兄
，Even for Apostle Paul, this great apostle,
他蒙神极大的祝福。
He was greatly blessed by God.
他被圣灵带到第三层天。
He was caught up by the Spirit to the third heaven.
他说他在神的乐园可以听见神隐秘的言语。
And in the paradise of God, he heard the inexpressible word of God.
我不晓得我们中间有谁能听到过神隐秘的言语。
I don't know if any one of us has ever heard the inexpressible word of God.
反正我是没听过。
I have never heard.
但是他是说他要和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的阔长。
But he still said to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height to know the love of Christ.
因为我们在基督的身体里所能够这个享受的基督是远超过个人在神面前所能享受的。
Because the Christ we enjoy in the body of Christ far exceeds what we can enjoy in ourselves.
所以感谢神。
So praise the Lord.
这个小孩子，这个孩童。
This lad,
他没有牢牢地抓住神赐给他的五饼二鱼。
He did not withhold the five loaves and two fish.
而是把这个五饼二鱼交给这些门徒。
And he gave the five loaves and two fish to the disciples.
因为这个孩童呢，实在也是有智慧的人。
This lad was truly wise.
因为呢， 原本在他手中的那五饼二鱼呢，不再是五饼二鱼。
So those five loaves and two fish were no longer just five loaves and two fish.
因为这五饼二鱼呢，喂饱了几千人。
Because these five loaves and two fish filled thousands.
这是五饼二鱼的奉献的原则。
And this is the principle of offering.
当然，我们也不稀奇。
So it's not uncommon.
一个靠恩典的原则在那里服侍的人呢，他对他来说奉献也是很自然的。
The one who serves under the principle of grace is very natural for him to offer.
因为对这小孩子来说，对五饼二鱼本来就是从神那里来。
For this lad, this five loaves and two fish was already the grace of God.
Yeah, 本来就是神的恩典。
Was after all the grace of God.
照主耶稣的话说，是你白白的得来，也要白白的舍弃。
According to the word of the Lord, freely you have received, freely give.
纵然呢，别人都不奉献。
Although even though others were not willing to offer,
他里头呢也不会有任何一点为难。
He did not hesitate.
不过我们这样学习的时候
，So when we are learning this way，
我们常常会听到一个声音。
And when we learn this way, oftentimes we'll hear a voice。
你这五个大麦饼，两条鱼，只是分给这许多的人，还算什么呢？
The five loaves and the two small fish, but what are they among so many people？
弟兄姊妹们，的确，如果这饼还在我们手上，就算不得什么。
But and sister, yes, indeed, if the loaves are still in our hands, they are nothing.
但是不要忘记神的名是奇妙。
But don't forget the name of our Lord is wonderful.
他如果祝福，没有什么不可能。
If he blesses, nothing is impossible.
我们如果让圣灵在我们身上有绝对的自由。
If we let the Holy Spirit have his way among us.
他所要做的事情，定规是我们眼睛未曾看过。耳朵未曾听过，连人心都未曾想过。
What he does is something our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, and it has never entered into the heart of man.
所以这五饼二鱼的服事不在乎这饼的多少。
So this service of five loaves and two fish is not about how many loaves we have.
就主耶稣还有一次用更多的鱼，但是喂的更稍微少一点的人。
And on another occasion, our Lord used more fish to fill less people.
Yeah, 所以呢，五饼二鱼的服事乃是在乎我们愿不愿意把这饼从我们的手中交出去。
It is the service of the five loaves and two fish is about whether or not we are willing to offer this five loaves and two fish.
对这个孩童来说，这五饼二鱼呢，还把它交给门徒。
For this lad to give those five loaves and two fish to the disciples,
还不仅仅是因为施比受更加有福。
It's not because to give is more blessed than to receive.
对他来讲是要把这个对五饼他手中的这五饼二鱼的主权要交出去。
For him is to give out this sovereignty of these five loaves and two fish.
我们中间有很多人也愿意把手中。
Many among us we are willing to offer our five loaves and two fish.
让我们一看看这十二个门徒的情形。
But when we look at those the conditions of the 12 disciples,
我们有的时候就觉得有点不放心。
Sometimes we cannot rest assured.
这五饼二鱼在他们手中可能就枉费了。
And we may think the five loaves and two fish may be wasted in their hands.
我们常常觉得这五饼二鱼呢，我的五饼二鱼一定要派上用场。
And oftentimes I thought my five loaves and two fish has to be used.
而且要照我的方式来使用。
Has to be used in my way.
什么时候交通都我说的算。
And when to have fellowship is up to me.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
这个孩童呢，他不仅仅没有扣留神的恩典。
This lad did not withhold the grace of God.
而是他简单的把他所有的交给门徒们。
He just simply offered those to the disciples.
他的服事呢，他是愿意接受身体的限制。
His service, he's willing to subject to the limitations of the body.
并不是这十二个门徒能够靠得住。
It's not that the disciples are reliable.
人虽然靠不住。
Men are not reliable.
但是呢，这个孩童所相信的是主耶稣靠得住。
But the lad believed that our Lord Jesus is reliable.
他所信的天父靠得住。
The Heavenly Father he trusted is trustworthy.
当然，这些门徒，门徒们的服事也是一样的。
And the service from of the disciples are the same.
这五饼二鱼在这个孩子手中没有用。
This five loaves and two fish was useless in the hand of the lad.
在这个十二个门徒手中也是没有用的。
And it's the same. It's also useless in the hands of the disciples.
所以他们也必须要用这个奉献的原则。
And they also had to use the principles of offering.
要把这饼这鱼交给主耶稣。
They have to give the loaves and fish to the Lord to our Lord Jesus.
只有我们主耶稣的他的手。
Only by the hand of our Lord Jesus.
那个有钉痕的手摸过这五饼二鱼。
Only after the five loaves and two fish were touched by the nail-pierced hand.
而且把它剥开的时候。
And break it.
这饼这鱼呢，才能够真正的成为众人的祝福。
Then the loaves and fish can become the real blessing for the multitudes.
就连主耶稣他自己。
Even our Lord Jesus himself.
他也仍然要望天祝福。
He has to look up to the heaven and bless.
他要让天父有完全的主权。
He won't let the heavenly Father to have all the sovereignty.
只有这样奉献的服事呢，圣灵才可以借着主耶稣的手，把神的祝福赐下来。
Only through the service of the offering that the Holy Spirit can distribute the blessings by the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有圣灵所降下来的。才是没有限量的。
Only those things given by the Holy Spirit are without measure.
神的恩典跟生命才能够源源不断的供应出去。
And God's grace and life can be can come out unceasingly.
我们要到最后一个原则。
Last principle.
这个五饼二鱼的服事不仅仅需要恩典。
The service of the five loaves and two fish not only requires grace,
需要这个奉献的
and the principles of offering,
还需要剥开的
Another principle is the breaking.
而且整个神迹的关键就在这里
And this is the key of this sign.
既然是神迹，就不是我们的大脑可以明白的
Now it is called a sign, and so it's not something.We can comprehend.
我曾经想把许多的神迹呢合理化。
I wanted to rationalize all the signs and miracles.
会不会当天的几千人因着这个孩童，他把这个五饼二鱼交出来，就心里受感动了
？Maybe all the thousands of people on that day, they were moved by the love of the little lad.
所以我们的个人都把自己五饼二鱼拿出来。
So each and everyone they offered up their own five loaves and two fish.
越来越多的人把自己五饼二鱼拿出来。
As many offered up their five loaves and two fish.
大家就喂饱。
And then they were filled.
蛮有道理的。
It sounds reasonable.
但是问题是，这个主耶稣如果神五饼二鱼的神迹只是个 potluck 的话。
But the question is, if the sign of five loaves and two fish were just a potluck.
主耶稣就不会说你们到我面前来是为了吃饼得饱。
Our Lord Jesus would not have said those people came to him just to eat the loaves and be filled.
主耶稣也不会这个众人也不会强逼主耶稣做王。
And the multitude would not have forced the Lord Jesus to be the king.
神当天的的确确是把这五个饼两条鱼喂饱了众人。
On that day, literally our God broke the five loaves and two fish and filled that many people.
除了妇女跟孩子呢，约有五千人。
Besides, the women and child, there were 5,000 men.
而且呢，剩下的这些零碎把它收起来，还有十二个篮子。
And there were 12 baskets of the leftover fragments.
虽然你我们没有人，不光是你我，所没有人。明白当时发生的什么
？No one knows how did that happen.
主究竟是怎样把五饼二鱼分给这个所有的人
？Exactly how the Lord broke those five loaves and two fish and filled that many.
但是当五饼二鱼被剥开的时候，神迹就发生了。
But when the five loaves and two fish were broken, the miracle happened.
弟兄姊妹们，如果这五饼二鱼它不被剥开的话，就没有办法喂饱五千。
But and sisters, if the five loaves and two fish were not broken, it cannot fill the thousands.
你我这些服侍的人，如果还是完整，我们里面的宝贝就不可能被人看见。
You and me, when we are serving, if we are still intact, the treasure in us cannot be manifested.
如果主耶稣呢不剥开我们的五饼二鱼。
If our Lord Jesus does not break us, like the five loaves and two fish,
他钉痕的手就不会被人看见。
His nail pierced hand would not be seen by many.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们天然的，我们天然的人呢，天然的反应都是为了保全自己。
Our natural response, is that we want to protect ourselves.
至少我是这样。
At least for me, it is the case.
我的看法是不能被改变的。
My opinion cannot be changed.
我的意见是不能有伤痕的。
My suggestion cannot be broken.
我们每一次为自己辩护的时候。
Every time when I defend myself,
神的工作呢就在我们这里受到拦阻。
The work of the Lord will be hindered in me.
我们每一次需要保全自己的时候，
Every time when we want to protect ourselves,
神的生命就没有办法发表出来。
The life of God will not be revealed.
神就基督的生命就没有办法被分出去。
The life of Christ cannot be distributed out.
一粒种子不落在地里死了。
A grain of wheat, if it does not fall in the ground and die,
就仍旧是一粒。
It remains alone.
若是落在地里死了。
But if it dies,
就结出许多的籽粒来。
It produces much grain.
如果我们回转如同孩子。
If we turn to be the likeness of child,
在神面前领受恩典。
And receive grace from God.
学习在恩典的原则下服侍。
And learn to serve under the principle of grace.
奉献呢，这就成了很自然的。
It's very natural for us to offer.
我们当学习把自己奉献给神。
We should learn, to offer ourselves unto the hand of the Lord.
不仅仅把这五饼二鱼奉献出去。
Not only to offer these five loaves and two fish.
把我们自己也奉献出去。
Offer ourselves.
降服在基督手下。
Humbled under the hand of Christ.
这个器皿被剥开，也变得很自然。
Then it is natural.For our vessels to be broken.
恩典跟奉献都是为了这个所预备的。
Grace and offering are all for the preparation of the brokenness.
所以我们什么时候愿意被基督的手剥开？
So whenever we are willing to be broken by the hand of Christ.
什么时候允许基督被钉痕的手在那里祝福？
Whenever we are allowed this, His nail piercing hand to bless.
神迹就要发生。
The miracle will happen.
我们就成为神祝福的出口。
We will become the channel of God's blessings.
而且呢，无论这门徒分出去多少。
So no matter how much the disciples distributed out.
是主耶稣就在那里给他们多少。
And the Lord Jesus will give them much.
一直到众人都喂饱。
Until all were filled.
主耶稣的心才得满足。
Then our Lord, the heart of our Lord Jesus can be satisfied.
饼的供应才停下来。
Then the provision of the bread will stop.
当我们这个瓦器看见，因着看见基督为我们的意象。
Because that we see that Christ is our vision.
甘心乐意被神的手。
Our earthen vessels are willing to be broken by the hands of God.
就要显出莫大的能力，不是出于我们，乃是出于神。
Then the marvelous power are not of us, but of God.
只有这个宝贝能够喂饱众人。
Only this treasure can fill the multitudes.
我的交通就停了。